from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. The U.S. Senate advanced a stopgap funding bill on Monday. It paves the way to reopen the federal government 3 days into a partial shutdown. The closure of the government was triggered in part by a partisan brawl over immigration. Earlier, Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell reassured Democrats that the Senate would address a range of immigration topics, including hundreds of thousands of undocumented immigrants brought to the United States as children, whose future was thrown into question when President Trump rescinded a program that allowed them to work and study in the United States. The U.S. is expressing concern about Turkey's offensive in northern Syria, and top officials are appealing for restraint and expressing concern the conflict could spread. At Monday's White House briefing, Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders said the U.S. understands Turkey's, quote, legitimate security concerns and is committed to working with Turkey as a NATO ally. She says increased violence in Afrin disrupts a relatively stable area of Syria. It distracts from international efforts to ensure the lasting defeat of ISIS. Pope Francis apologized Monday for remarks he made defending a Chilean bishop accused of covering up sex abuse, but he did not back down in his support of the bishop. On a flight to Rome following a week-long trip to Chile and Peru, the Pope told reporters he was sorry for his choice of words and the tone of his voice. He said his words wounded many and were a slap in the face. This is VOA News. The gradual repatriation of Rohingya Muslim refugees to Myanmar from Bangladesh, previously set to begin Tuesday, has been delayed. It's not immediately clear when the process will begin. Myanmar and neighboring Bangladesh recently completed an agreement to repatriate hundreds of thousands of Rohingya Muslims who fled Myanmar to escape a brutal military crackdown. Vice President Mike Pence said Monday that the United States will move its embassy in Israel to Jerusalem by the end of 2019. In Jerusalem, in an address to the Knesset, Israel's lawmaking body, Pence said in the weeks ahead, our administration will advance its plan to open the U.S. embassy in Jerusalem, and the United States embassy will open before the end of next year. He said Jerusalem is Israel's capital, and as such, President Trump has directed the State Department to begin initial preparations to move our embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Former soccer star George Weah was sworn in Monday as Liberia's new president in a ceremony held at a packed sports stadium in the capital, Monrovia. Monday's ceremony marks the country's first peaceful transition of power in more than 70 years. The presidents of Gabon, Ghana, and Sierra Leone were in attendance, as well as Weah's former fellow soccer stars. Hundreds of people in Japan's capital took part in an evacuation drill on Monday, meant to simulate the scenario of an incoming North Korean ballistic missile. Similar drills were held around the country last year, but the drill in an amusement park was the first to be held in Tokyo. And the International Monetary Fund says the global economy grew at a faster-than-expected 3.7% pace in 2017 and will do better this year and next. The IMF's managing director, Christine Lagarde, called predictions of strengthening growth very welcome news. IMF experts said 120 nations, representing three-quarters of the global economy, saw growth last year. IMF experts said tax cuts in the United States will have a positive but, quote, short-term impact on the economy. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.